Shalom Aleichem. In Parshas Bo, it says in the Torah, Vayilchu ve'asu b'nei Yisrael, kasher dibe Hashem l'Moshe v'Aaron, ken asu. So it says again, ken asu. And already says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael. So it's redundancy. Says Rashi, why does it say ken asu? To say that even Moshe and Aaron also did a Korban Pesach. And the question is, of course they do. Why not? Do we have a special Pasuk that Moshe and Aaron kept Shabbos? No. How do you know they kept Shabbos? Because they're Jewish. How do you know they put on tefillin every morning? Because they're Jewish. So why by Korban Pesach I need a special Pasuk to let you know that also Moshe and Aaron took part in Korban Pesach? That's the question the Amar Forshi Rashi asked. And the Maral gives an answer, and just an introduction to his answer, just a little bit of a background. Out of the 10 plagues that were in Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael were spared and saved from all of them. Dam, Tzvardea, Kinim, Dever, Adash is Arav, Dever, Shechin, all of them we were saved from. But there's a difference between the 9 plagues and the 10th one. The first 9 plagues, we were saved automatically. We did not have to raise a finger. On the 10th plague, we were also saved, but here we had to do something, to bring a Korban Pesach, and that saved us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'ra'isi Adam, u'fasachti aleichem. Why is the 10th plague different than the previous 9? That here we were in a danger, and we were saved through Korban Pesach. The Maral in Gvuras Hashem Perek Samach asks this kasha, and he says the following. Every plague came from a source, which is a malach or a saraf or a shaliach. Because on the 10th plague, we say, Ani v'lo malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani v'lo malach, Ani v'lo saraf, Ani v'lo shaliach. Implying that the previous 9 were done through a malach, saraf, and shaliach. Every plague was coming from a higher source than the previous one. It's Oylev and Mis'ale, Moisi for Hoylech, till the 10th plague was done by Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. The first 9 skipped Am Yisrael automatically because any Malach and Tzarf and Shliach are by definition inferior to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, by the mere fact that they are descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, puts them a cut above any Malach, Tzarf, and Shliach. So if a Malach and Tzarf and Shliach were commanded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do something, of course they'll go ahead and do it. But on their own, they will not touch Am Yisrael because we are in a higher source than they are. But when it came to the 10th plague, this comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And the rules of that night were, anything not a Kodesh Baruch Hu dik, namely the whole wide world, will get it, is in danger. And that's a come, even though we are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we're still inferior to the source of the 10th plague, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Makkah is coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything which is lower than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, here we were in danger. So how were we taka saved from this danger? The only logical way to be saved is by joining HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side. Namely, the whole world is on one side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's on the other side, and if we transfer our identity from the world side to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side, then we'll become on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's team, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not hit his teammates. Right? That's what's going to happen. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not... How do you become on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's team? What's the way how to do it? By becoming an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every king has Avadim. So that was the escape route for that night. These were the rules of that night. Anything which is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu dik, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, will get it. Anything. The only way to be saved is to become a Kodesh Baruch Hu dik, namely to join a Kodesh Baruch Hu's team. And that is not just by believing Hashem and trusting Hashem, but becoming an Eved Hashem. That your life is about serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't have any other goal but that. And whatever you do in your life is kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. A Eved doesn't have anything of its own. The role of Korban Pesach then, that night, was to give us new passports, new identities. Till now we were Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which is terrific. But this night, we got a new identity in addition to Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We became Avdei Hashem, and therefore we were saved from Makkos Poros. The name of this Yom Tov is called Passover, even though that's not probably the most impressive event that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over the door. It's probably not even called a Nes. You could, you know, a person could choose also which door to enter, which door not to enter. But the idea that the Passover means that's our identity. We became a Kadosh Baruch Hu Dik, Avdei Hashem, from that moment onwards. And that's how we were saved. Here comes a very good Havamina that says, maybe Moshe and Aaron do not need that. Because anyway, they're already representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the last year, going in and out Paro's palace and warning him about the future plague. So here, maybe they don't need it. If the goal of Korban Pesach is to make that flip, that we should become a Kadosh Baruch Hu Dik, maybe Moshe and Aaron already were a Kadosh Baruch Hu Dik from the beginning. They don't need a Korban Pesach to do it, because they're already there. That's the Havamina. The Maskana is, no, they also have to do it. Why? Yes, they were Shluchim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Shlech works from 9 to 5, you know, office hours. But the Eved Hashem has to be 24/7. That goes beyond being a shliach. They have to be Avdei Hashem as well. And therefore, yes, they were representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu till now, but that's not enough to save them from Makkos Poros. You have to be totally, 24/7, devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the role that Korban Pesach played that night, and that's how come we were engaged in doing Korban Pesach that whole night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was a very, very important night, but we were engaged in doing Korban Pesach. And the beginning sets the tone. That's going to be always throughout history. We're going to be in a situation that we're always going to be in danger, and the only escape route is by confirming and reconfirming our true identity, that we are Avdei Hashem.